Network.
Ton of news, breakdown of information on what's happening in our world as all these bureaucracies and private corporate interests come in and basically take over government and weaponize government against the people. Webster, I get that you can have government that directs development. The problem is this is a global eugenics corporate government that exempts itself from its own rules. They're weaponizing government at every level against us to spy and surveil and electroshock us to death. And it's all going to hell in a handbasket. And they're launching all these new proxy wars using Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and take over Libya. And then I'm not patriotic if I don't support Al-Qaeda. You've been to Syria. We're out of time. I'll have you back soon. But briefly, give us your take on the admissions that they're using Al-Qaeda against Syria right now.
Well, nothing new, right? Al-Qaeda is the CIA Arab Legion, and they're the ground troops. But just to return to your last point, the answer is not to take people's food stamps away. You want a recovery? Here it is in a nutshell. Seize the Federal Reserve. You can do it with a phone call. A real president could call up and say, Bernanke, here's what you're going to do. You're going to issue $1 trillion of credit stimulus, 0%, 100 years. And you are going to give the states, you're going to buy bonds from the states.
And the bankers get that. We the people don't, though.
And they're going to give it to private contractors. We're going to rebuild the interstates, the railways, the energy systems, the canals, the waterways, schools, hospitals, public buildings. We're going to have a space program again. That can all be financed through federal lending, not federal spending, federal lending. The Fed can manufacture money out of the air. Right now, they do it at 0% for zombie bankers and hedge fund hyenas only. We say stop that. We want 0% for productive activities. And that goes down to the restaurant, the dry cleaner, the auto repair shop. Those are productive. They shouldn't have to pay sky high interest rates. They should be close to zero. And then you get a recovery. So having a recovery is easy. Seize the Fed. Don't destroy it. We want that credit creating power. Job creation, national infrastructure. We could show the world how you defeat a depression in a single day. We could do it. So there's no reason to be pessimistic. There's every reason to be optimistic.
The American system
is optimistic.
Sure. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. The issue is that's not the direction we're going in.
We need a mass movement. We need to change the direction. In Greece. Greece was being destroyed. People were committing suicide. Syriza came forward and said, we're here to fight. Let's fight. Let's not be so damn worried about what the enemy is doing. Let's worry about what we're going to do. And we need independent organization. We've seen the tragedy. If you go into an organization that's controlled by finance capital through the Pauls or through this guy Barrett in Wisconsin or whatever it is, you lose. Independent organization, not controlled by Wall Street or the Koch brothers or Soros or any of their stooges.
Well, we're living in incredible times because the corporate welfare people are imploding things by design. They're taking over Europe. They're militarizing against us. And they undoubtedly have a plan to take over. We have to develop a plan.
So we need a plan and an organization to back it up. And that's what it is. Without organization, you're nowhere. You can't have enough guns. I'm sorry. You can't have enough survival stocks. It's pathetic. You've got to have organization. That's where power resides. A political organization. Again, Syriza, from 4% to 30%. Why can't we do that here? We could do it rather easily. But people have got to get on board. Forget the Pauls. Forget
we're out of time. Give us your leprechaun invitation.
And remember that Ron Paul was talking fetishism, alienation, magical thinking, right? Me gold! Me gold! That was his program. Right? He thinks that gold has magical powers? No. Gold represents really the productive power of humanity projected onto a metal. The value of a currency is what can you buy with it.
What about Lep in the Hood? What about Lep in the Hood?
Yeah, Lep in the Hood, out to do no good. That's Ron Paul. Lep in the Hood, out to do no good. So that's the Leprechaun series. I trust I'll be getting a check from them.
Here's something else. Tarpley, thank you for spending time with us.
Okay.
Another perspective from Tarpley. Okay. God bless you, folks. Transmission will continue.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends. It is Monday, the 11th day of June, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. House moving to hold Holder in contempt. Boehner says that no more stalling. They clearly have been caught lying on oath about shipping guns into Mexico and hand grenades to try to then ban all semi-automatic firearms in this country. Their false flag has been caught wide open in the face of everyone. If you're watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're an XM listener on 166 or on an AM and FM dial, if you go up to InfoWars.com, you will see all of these articles. Almost all of these articles that I am looking at in front of me are linked or posted up on the site. And as you can see, if you're watching on television and can see with the document cam, I have an unusually large group of stacks. There's more than... Well, let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 stacks. I will do my best to go over all of these. It's enough to actually scan over them and read them at home over the weekend and last night and this morning. And more is breaking as we go. Now, obviously, I'm going to get into the firestorm that is Rand Paul endorsing Romney. And some are saying, the minority are saying, hey, who else is he supposed to endorse? What, do you like Obama? No. The point is that, is this what you'd expect from Ron Paul or Rand Paul? I mean, this is Mitt Romney we're talking about. This guy might as well be Obama. That's how crazy this is. And it's not just this radio show. Libertarian constitutional shows across the board, the Libertarian Party, you name it, are in horror. And Lou Rockwell and others who are good people say things like, well, you know what? Rand is not Ron. Look, that was a concerted thing last Thursday where Ron Paul puts out the press release. Okay, we can't win the delegates when they played folks, telling them they could to keep momentum going, knowing they couldn't 3-4 months ago. Right as Rand goes out on Hannity and says that he is endorsing him because they have a lot in common. I mean, what did people expect? This certainly diminishes the aura of being an outsider who never compromises. That's all I'm saying. Are Rand Paul and Ron Paul bad? No, they're not. They've got great voting records. They're constitutionalists who fought the Patriot Act, the police state, the Iraq War, and so much more. So I like them. They've been on this show many, many times. But being friends of this show and coming on the show for 17 years, as Ron Paul has done, is not enough to get me to continue to turn away and act like I don't see what's happening. In fact, the libertarians in their press release say, you know, we looked the other way when you went for sanctions on Iran. We looked the other way with your rhetoric changing, hoping we were wrong, but now enough is enough. And that's what happened. Benefit of the doubt, but at a certain point, it becomes chump land, schmuck land, sucker land, dupe land, useful idiot land. And so I'm saying, hey, get back on the straight and narrow constitutional movement. You're not going to make the Republican establishment love you. They're the same ones, Rand, that tried to destroy you in Kentucky. I'm going to talk about that later with Webster Tarpley in the third hour. Now, I got a bunch of news I want to cover. Huge news with Fast and Furious, the Commerce Secretary running into cars repeatedly 3 times and leaving the scene. We're going to be getting to all of that today. The UN announcing, yes, we are going to tax the Internet and control sites and restrict free speech. I mean, it's all out in the open now. Everything's moving into high gear. The Labor Department wants to have journalists basically licensed by the government and you're issued government computers. That's what an Internet ID is basically turns all the computers into government computers where they can tax you, track you, and shut you down. And they're saying that's the plan. They're trying to bring in a new dark age of control. Speaking of new dark age of control, big article that went up last night at Infowars.com. United Nations envisions transhumanist future where man is obsolete. This was put on by Ray Kurzweil, the UN, and the Russian government was involved. Super creepy. And at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to play this 7-minute clip and then stop it and start it and analyze it. They admit world government, the end of humanity as we know it, as if this is progress. No, this is directed to make technology oppressive and controlling. And we're going to be going over all of that today. We also have Google and Apple both launching drones all over Europe, the U.S., and England. It's not enough to have Google cars driving around stealing your passwords and downloading everything off your computer. You see, they know it's less scary for whatever reason to have a company like Google. They have a sweet name. Do no evil. Don't be evil. It's kind of like Warren Buffett. Hey, I got an ice cream cone. I'm a nice old man. It's all this non-threatening cover that people like Obama and Mitt Romney have. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And now they're launching all these drones. Look, Google is an NSA-CIA front creation. So is Microsoft, and so is Apple. I don't know how many times I've had to explain that to people years before it comes out. Okay, it's all out in the open now. I mean, Google has bases at NSA bases. They have an NSA joint center with them. They were started with NSA and CIA money. They have air fleets at NASA facilities. All these globalist executives, these fake Bilderberg libertarian groups that are trying to co-opt libertarianism, they were given the Dragon X rocket and the technology and the infrastructure, and it's hailed, though most of it's government funding and infrastructure, as a libertarian adventure into space. The space program's over, the space shuttle's over, but your tax money now goes to a bunch of billionaire executives. They don't want you thinking about space anymore. They want you looking down here and becoming a wirehead hooked into your Apple or your iPad. That's all coming up as well today. Also, Pentagon experts are announcing that all the major tech sold by China into the United States and Europe has back doors for the Chinese government to enter it. Of course it does. There was global treaties in 96 that all new tech have back doors for all governments. It's the Pentagon that, look, we've been captured by foreign banks, and now they're pointing out that their Chinese partners can use the back doors to scare everybody. You put the back doors in there, traitors. You're not even traitors. You've got to first be an American and actually stand for liberty and freedom in this country to sell us out. I forgot. You can't sell out if you were never on our side to begin with. You're actually doing your job. Bringing in total corporate fascism with a eugenics transhumanist overlay. That's all coming up. Now, Paul Watson's writing an article right now. I hadn't talked to Ventura since I talked to him down in Mexico when I called Governor Ventura up. They waited till he just left, been on my show a few days before, announced he was driving in his RV through dangerous Mexico to the Baja, from Minnesota to the Baja. What is that, like 3,000 miles to simply bypass the TSA trying to crush his genitals that I've witnessed? You know, he's un-American. He doesn't like some pervert scum going after him. And I called him and I said, yeah, a gentleman named Chris Kyle, a Navy SEAL sniper, says he beat you up at this particular Navy SEAL bar that happens to be owned by one of Jesse's old-time friends and instructors. And he's like, you're joking, Alex. You know, you've never called him. That's pretty funny. And he started talking about, hey, what's going on? And I said, no, seriously. And he was like, really? And then he went into town. He has to drive into town like 50 miles to even get on the internet. Sometimes they can get on the web when wireless is working just right. But the point is, he went into town, got on it. I got him back on. He came on and said, this is totally untrue. I was not punched out. And he goes, but that's not even the issue. It's that I was saying I'm glad the troops are dead. They deserve to die. I would never talk like that. And, you know, I know Jesse. He always says the wars are wrong, and it's terrible to feed our valiant men and women in military into the meat grinder. You know, his dad had a whole bunch of battle scars from World War II, Battle of the Bulge, you name it. I mean, Jesse was really hurt by this. His brother was in the Army. He was in the Navy in underwater demolition. And he was in the Navy SEALs before they even called it that. That's what it comes out of, is underwater demolition. And so the media ran a hoax. And then we noticed that News Corp, the folks that tap your phones and engage in all the dirty tricks, the other media does it too, they published Chris Kyle's book. And it was all their shows that announced this when they knew he was out of the country. So he couldn't really respond. So the thing had the total setup of a PSYOP, and Jesse was blown away, and he said, well, I'm going to have my lawyer get back on it. When I get back in late May or early June, I will sue him. He said, you can tell folks I'm going to take action. He goes, I will sue him. The lawyer's already been instructed. As soon as I get back to the U.S., it's filed. In fact, it was filed a few months ago, June 4th in Minnesota, Minneapolis, federal court. They went in for an arbitration hearing to give them a chance to settle. And Chris Kyle did not settle, so Ventura's going ahead with lawsuits, a lawsuit. And obviously, suits are also being looked at against publishers, because when you consciously try to lie and consciously try to defame somebody to make money, doesn't matter if they're a public figure. If you consciously try to defame or engage in libel or slander to make money. Like, hey, that restaurant, you know, puts cockroaches in their enchiladas. Come to my restaurant. You get sued for that and you lose. And he's got Navy SEAL witnesses. He's got the Navy SEALs, obviously, that own the bar. He's got Terry Moy, Terry Mother Moy, very famous Navy SEAL that was one of his instructors. Jesse, by the way, had decided not to sue him until the senior Navy SEALs called him and said, we know that story's not true. We're tired of Navy SEALs stabbing each other in the back. We want you to sue. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Life, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time to stop being spectators and get informed and get involved and realize the mystery, the magic of being alive, and the fact that there's a struggle always going on at every level of civilization between good and evil. All right, just finishing up with this, Paul Watson is going to get an article out on it. Jesse Ventura will join us for a full hour tomorrow. He's just doing TV and print today, and then radio tomorrow kicks off with us. Promoting his new book. It's excellent. I think it's the best of all the books he's written. It's Democrips and Reblublicans. He told me that title a year ago when he started writing it. No More Gangs in Government, $19.95 hardcover, normally $24.95, so it's discounted out of the gates, and nobody can top this deal. American Conspiracies for $4.95 hardcover, excellent book, and 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read for another $4.95. All three books for $29.95. You want to get a tool to wake somebody up? All three books are powerful, discounted together or individually at InfoWars.com. So I keep meaning to call Ventura, because I know he's been back a few weeks. I knew he was planning to sue when he got back. I had talked to some other folks, just as an aside, knew he was planning something because the SEALs had challenged him to. But I finally, this morning, driving to work, I thought, well, why not call Ventura? I call him. Boom, he answers. Hey, Alex, how you doing? Isn't our interview tomorrow? And I said, yeah, I noticed you're starting print today. What's going on? He goes, well, let me tell you. He told me about the TV show. You notice that was supposed to air like 3-4 months ago and hasn't? They're getting no word. It's been done for months. It's just sitting there. Got some of the top ratings on True TV, third season. I'm in it, of course. And it's not come out yet, and they're not getting answers. Doesn't look too good. You know, Homeland Security made threats. I'm not allowed to give all the details out because I was told this in confidence, but I can say they were threatened and some things happened. There were some visits, and I think I've said too much. I'm going to see. Ventura may go all the way tomorrow. It'll blow you away if you know the full story of what happened. Let me tell you, we're not in Kansas anymore, and they had that FEMA Homeland Security concentration camp episode. Disappeared. Supposed to air about 50 times, aired one time. Erased off the DVRs. Well, now the whole series may go into the black hole. In fact, pressure and talking about it may force it out there. That's why True TV has approached me about my own show. And they're like, you don't want to fly out here and talk about doing a show. And I'm like, no, I really don't. Because you wouldn't let my information on air unless it was tainted. I don't know how they got two seasons out. The best, most avant-garde research I've ever seen. It's not perfect, but it's pretty darn close, and it was done from a heart of liberty, from a perspective of truth, and it got too popular, and, well, that's a side issue. Here's the breaking news. Ventura had said he was going to probably sue him, but then he thought, you know what, the guy just wants publicity. I'm staying in Mexico half the year. I'm not going to do it. But he got contacted by Terry Moy, known as Terry Mother Moy, one of the most famous Navy SEALs ever, Navy SEAL trainer. And he got contacted by other Navy SEALs. You know, a famous Navy SEAL owns the bar that this supposedly happened in. And the Navy SEALs did their own investigation, and they said, this is totally made up. They found out that Ventura had been there to be at an event he was invited at, had not spoken like the guy said. Turns out he had not even been at the bar that day, and that none of this happened. And Ventura contacted through his lawyers, Chris Kyle, and said, are you sure you didn't get in a fight with somebody else? And Chris Kyle, this went to court last week on June 4th in Minneapolis, St. Paul, at the federal court there. And at the preliminary settlement hearing, Ventura offered the details of their settlement, admit you're lying, and pay for the attorney's fees, basically. And I'm not supposed to even get into the whole story. I know Paul Watson's writing the article right now. They gave him a settlement offer to admit he was lying and, you know, to shut this down. And Chris Kyle, who knows he'll be destroyed if he gets found out, said, I'm going ahead with this. So it's going to court, lawsuits, deposition. The lawsuit's been filed, obviously, but it's going to go into the full lawsuit now. And Ventura was just going to drop it until Terry Mother Moy, Mother Moy is his nickname, called him, and others, and said, we know this isn't true. We're sick of all these Navy SEAL movies with real Navy SEALs in them. The Army Special Forces doesn't do this, doesn't get involved in Hollywood. Other special services, Delta Force doesn't. This is an embarrassment, and we believe that Chris Kyle did this purely to sell books, and stabs the SEALs in the back. And so they said, you have got an order. In fact, he said he was told, he was ordered by the other Navy SEALs, including his former commanding officers, that, in fact, that's the quote, you were ordered to sue him, and you were ordered to bring him to justice. So there you go. Ventura is suing
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046. 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You wish to discuss. Obviously, I would imagine a lot of you want to talk about Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I've had time now. First, I got upset Friday hearing the news of Rand endorsing Mitt Romney. I got angry by yesterday. And now, look, it is just the politically expedient establishment thing to do to endorse Mitt Romney, who's for abortion, open borders, carbon taxes, restrictions on the Second Amendment, and helped write Obamacare. But if Rand Paul thinks it makes him mainline in the Republican Party ahead of being VP or running in 4 years, it hurts you with the base who are for no compromise. All we do is compromise. But the real reason I'm so disgusted is just with the political process itself. Liberty is in such trouble. Corruption is so out of control. We put up with pretty much anything today. And if you'd have told me 6 months ago that Rand Paul would endorse Mitt Romney, I mean, I remember people saying, look at how Paul isn't attacking Mitt in the debates. Look at how they keep saying, get the delegates. That's a plan to bring the delegates in for political power within the party. But, you know, they're basically lying to their constituents, implying they could still win. You know, all of that is what concerns me. And that's what concerns the supporters of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. They're saying the exact same things I'm saying at the Libertarian Party in their press release. They're saying the same thing basically across the board. And they're saying, you know, now he's voting for sanctions, which is an act of war, which his dad has said is an act of war against Iran. I mean, is there nothing he won't compromise on? This is basically the boulder that broke the camel's back. It's not a straw. And now that aura of uprightness is gone. And Ron Paul coordinated this through Campaign for Liberty and through his congressional system. Everything's coordinated. Rand and Ron live together in D.C. Now that's on record. And the whole thing was coordinated last Thursday. And people are like, oh, no, Ron Paul's been betrayed. No, he hasn't. You know, we can blame Jesse Benton for things Ron Paul's done. We can blame Rand Paul all day. In the final equation, whatever's going on here, Ron Paul is behind. Unless he comes out and criticizes all of this. And I said Friday, Ron Paul, you need to come out with a press conference or a new statement. And he didn't. They had the head of Campaign for Liberty come out, Jack Hunter, and say, hey, we're just positioning him with the Republicans. We're playing politics to get them on our side. Well, come out for an Iran attack then. Come out for torture. Come out for the Patriot Act. Come out for naked body scanners. Come out for NATO commanding the U.S. military. Just do what the mainline Republicans do then. We had to prod Ron Paul to get behind Congressman Jones's legislation to start the impeachment over the U.N. and NATO commanding our military. And he didn't really speak about it much. I mean, I saw Ron Paul about 4 or 5 months ago start getting very milquetoast, and I saw people out there notice it and get concerned, and I said, look, they got a strategy to get to the youth. They're educating people. You know, hey, let's leave Ron Paul alone. Think about the real enemies, the New World Order. And I think that's why I kind of backlash a little harder than I probably normally would have, because people say, well, which is it? You knew this was coming or you got chumped. My gut knew it was coming, and I was concerned, and I lied to myself. That's the answer. Because in one breath, I'm like, I thought something like this was coming down the road, but then I'm like, but I got chumped. It's kind of like you get that feeling that your girlfriend's cheating on you. And you go, you know what? I've never really been a paranoid type guy, but I think I'll drive over to her house. I'm sure this happened to everybody in college or high school. And you drive over, and there she is getting in the car with the other guy. So there you go. So did you get chumped by her? If you knew something was going on? I mean, it's kind of both. Now, again, I'm not saying this is an outright betrayal, but it begins to go into that territory. So I want to get your take on all of this. Again, here's the headline at Infowars.com. Rand's Romney endorsement focused around 2016 presidential run. Ron Paul campaign responds to controversy. And their thing is, hey, we're just playing politics. Oh, well, that I didn't think that was the Paul brand that I bought into. And they're like, hey, Rand's not Ron. Really, the fundraiser letters I get sure implied that. When I supported him, he sure acted like that. And I don't like the drifting I've seen. We've seen a lot of drifting. Let's say he was right on target two years ago with Ron Paul. And then he drifted 30, 40 degrees or so. And there's a big drift here. And it's going, so we're, hey, we don't like that. And some people are like, hey, we're winning. You know, what do you want, Obama? No, I don't want Obama. And I don't want Mitt Romney either. again, it's that false choice. Hey, do you want grape-flavored cyanide Kool-Aid or cherry flavor? Or how about coconut? Or how about raspberry? Or we have strawberry. And I'm like, but it's the same thing. It's some food coloring, some sugar, and some cyanide. I don't want any of these. It's kind of like, which amusement park do you want to go to for vacation? You can go to any one you want. This is a sales tactic. You can go to Disney World, or you can go to Six Flags, or you can go to SeaWorld water parks. And I'm like, I don't like big crowds. I don't want to go to any of those. I think I'm going to take my kids to the coast. Oh, you just don't want to go on vacation. See, it's these mind games they play with us. If Mitt Romney wasn't such a total betrayer in his entire career of fake goody-two-shoes behavior, I could say, well, I think we're going to get betrayed, but Obama's so bad, moving so quick. Let's repudiate all the crimes of Obama by getting Mitt Romney in there. How about we impeach Obama? How about we start arresting the criminals like Holder? Boy, let me tell you, Republicans started doing that. But see, they can't because they're all involved, too. What does Holder say? And I predicted this 6 months before it happened. What did Holder say when it was brought up, hey, you lied in Fast Furious? He said, Bush was running similar programs, and Issa went, meeting adjourned. Let's not go there. Because they're all involved in Iran-Contra type stuff. Before Iran-Contra even happened, guns into the country to control the drugs back in. I mean, do you think the $500 billion plus in drug money a year just in the United States, do you really think that crack house with no windows with some crack whores walking around out front of it, do you really think they're managing that $500 billion? No, we know who's managing it. Wells Fargo and Wachovia, $376 billion from 2008 to 2010 alone, source AP, Bloomberg, Fox, Reuters, you name it. The troops start complaining about growing the opium. They just had the troops stand in formation in front of BBC, ABC, Fox, CNN, on every channel. Yeah, we help grow it. We don't like it, but if we don't, the Al-Qaeda will get the money. The garden gnomes that we're all supposed to be so afraid of will get us. The same ones they're publicly using to give Libya over to and now Syria. Publicly, they have Al-Qaeda blowing up police stations and military bases, engaging in massacres. They got caught planning a chemical attack this weekend that was going to be blamed on Assad, with Hillary running around saying, we've got to invade, and she starts crying on stage. The massacres are so horrible. Look, here's a picture of a dead woman. I mean, these are people who will kill millions to take over areas. Ethnic cleansing of 40-plus thousand black people lined up and shot or macheted, much of it on video, and Hillary's laughing. We came, we saw, he died. Yeah, he came in, did what we said, invested his country's money with us. We invaded him and stole it and killed people and turned loose Al-Qaeda to kill the blacks. And by the way, Al-Qaeda says they're going to kill all the Jews in Syria and force the Christians out. I mean, that's official Al-Qaeda. And they're going to go into Syria, they're going to force the Christians out, they're going to kill the Jews, and it'll be in the back of the newspaper. Oh, it'll even be in the news. Like, you don't know what you're reading. Like, you're an idiot. Like, I'm an idiot. Oh, we got to give our rights up. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda publicly works for the big mega banks. After a weekend of rage amongst Ron Paul supporters over Rand Paul's endorsement of Mitt Romney, the Ron Paul campaign has issued its first quasi-official response to the controversy in the form of a video blog by Jack Hunter, who argues that the endorsement is a political move. Now, we get political moves, politics over principle, designed to position the Kentucky senator to be a presidential run in 16. Yeah, designed to position all the political hacks, a lot of the mainline Republican strategists that they brought into Rand and Ron's offices. And by the way, folks, if I wanted to go after Ron Paul and Rand, I could do it. What families told me, what high-level staff have told me, stuff going back a while, and I'm like, man, I'm really worried about all these mainline Republicans. I mean, Aaron Dykes, for heaven's sakes, went with his mother a few years ago to D.C. and went into Ron Paul's office and said, oh, yeah, hi, we're here. I work with Alex Jones. And the staffers began to jump up and down hissing, basically saying, we hate Alex Jones. until other staffers came and said, oh, no, we like Alex Jones. There's been an internal war with a bunch of little rich kids that want to be politicians infesting the Paul operation. And the fact that they were there beforehand, they weren't influencing things, though. Now it appears they're starting to take over. So we're saying, great, take over, play politics. We're not going to be part of it. Very simple. Free country. Enjoy yourselves, Jesse Benton. But next time I get Republican mail that I never got until I gave money to Ron Paul and Rand Paul, from every Republican candidate you can imagine, neocons, you name it. I mean, what, did somebody steal the list of Ron Paul donors? No. Campaign for Liberty is pimping the list out and getting upwards of 10% of the money raised for other candidates. And look, that's fine. So Jesse Benton can make more than Karl Rove, $500,000 a year? Whatever. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Like I said, some of you neocon libertarians are like, Alex, you better not badmouth Paul. You better shut up if you think I'm trying to bring down Ron Paul. Shut up! Shut up, you little neocon scum! Shut up or I'll sink your entire ship right now! Shut up! Shut up! Do you read me? Shut up! Shut up! Stop trying to steal this country and take over and ruin Ron Paul's legacy and ruin Rand Paul. You're screwing up a chance to take this country back, you morons. All of you, your little speech impediments and the rest of it, you know who I'm talking about. All right, that's enough. I'm going to stop right there. Okay, I understand why they did this. I don't agree with it. And I'm done talking about it for now. I got all this other news. I'm going to cover and take your calls. It's just that I start thinking about my hot-button issues here. Campaign for Liberty is endorsing all these neocons now. I mean, I just if it keeps going this way, I'm going to have to assemble all the evidence, and just so it's clear that I have nothing to do with it, I'm going to have to come after you politically. And you're a bunch of arrogant fools. You think I want to hurt you bad politically? You guys are so arrogant up there now, so starstruck. I've talked to people and I go, yeah, Ron Paul's really becoming popular with most. Yeah, he's a rock star. You're sitting there talking to the press secretary. The person's all getting off on it. Someone who's never had media power. And you're listening to him and you find out that people are on power trips. Now, Ron Paul isn't. I don't think Rand is. But let me tell you something. Get a hold of all those snot-nosed people you got working for you, or we'll get a hold of them for you. I'm going to stop right there. I meant to be nice. If Rand has not endorsed Romney 2012, every single Republican in the race would use his non-endorsement to bash Senator Paul relentlessly, like they did your father. That's what people want to see. It's popular to be contrarian. That's why Ron Paul was really winning and got cheated, argues Hunter, adding that Paul would be blamed for Obama achieving a second term in office. No, you just point out that you're not endorsing either one of them. Or you make a joke and say, I support Romney Obama 2012. You have a co-presidency because their policies are exactly the same. Should Rand Paul be victorious in securing the 16 Republican nomination and go on to become president, will anyone care if Rand Paul endorsed Mitt Romney for president 2012? Ask Hunter. See, there's the disconnect. Hey, why not have Ron Paul endorse some wars if it gets him elected? You know, why not compromise? Similarly, Hunter argues that if Mitt Romney won, Rand would have more leverage to become a strong critic and a rallying point for other Tea Party lawmakers should Romney become the George W. Bush 2.0. Oh, I think it'll be worse. There is no shame in compromising politically to achieve principles. Compromise to achieve principles. Boy, you talk about doublespeak. But we can never compromise our principles to simply advance politically, states Hunter. That's what you just did. Noting that Senator Paul's voting record is consistently pro-liberty. Sanctions on Iran? Should I go on? And here's my quote in here that I sent to Paul. I'm going to add a line here. Although I was initially very hurt and angry, I understand politically why the decision was taken. The source of my real anger and disgust is the corrupt political process itself, said Jones. People love Ron Paul because he never compromises principles. It's about principles, not politics. America needs principles because compromised politics has gotten us where we are today. Pointing out that it was delusional to think that Ron Paul was not involved in Rand's decision, Jones believes the move is a miscalculation. The Pauls are an ally for liberty in government, but their decision to integrate themselves with the Republican establishment will backfire in the long run, warned the radio host. It just goes on. Yeah, I understand why they did it. but I don't agree with them. And I don't like the sharp-eyed politicos that they're surrounding them with. Okay? Okay? It's just that simple. And I'm not going to just play along so I can get people on my radio show and, you know, get invited to the inauguration or something. I could care less. I've been around national politics. I've been around big, glistening media complexes. It's a bunch of fake, plastic, empty people. But for folks out there that aren't confident and don't feel fulfilled, the power of having staffers kissing your rump and the suits and the helicopters and the media appearances and all of it, people buy into the delusion. And I'm not buying into it. And I know that if Obama gets in, it's going to be a disaster. And if Mitt Romney does, it's going to be a disaster. Because the globalists own them. This is the globalist agenda. The New World Order. Something we don't hear about very often from the Pauls now. So get back to your roots. Call straight ahead and then a giant blitzkrieg of news coming up. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones of PrisonPlanet.tv.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Start going to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Dean in Virginia. Dean, you're on the air, broadcasted worldwide. Thank you for joining us. What's on your mind today?
Alex, I'm confused. I've seen and I've watched your support of the Pauls for many, many years. And what confuses me, that the total support that you and the listeners and the viewers give, that he didn't before. And this was, by the way, the Paul's decision, it seems, happened right after the Bilderberg meeting, and all of a sudden they come out with the support of Romney. What surprises me is that with all your support, that he didn't have the decency to contact you back channels or even privately.
Well, here's the deal. Paul said 4 years ago, without me asking on air, that half his support in the first campaign came from this show. And that's why Ron Paul's always come back here. I mean, I was interviewing Ron Paul 16 and a half years ago before almost anybody knew who he was. And, you know, their view is now they've hired a bunch of high-powered Republican people, and they don't need Alex Jones anymore. They don't need this move. They knew there was going to be a backlash. They say, we want the mainline Republicans now. Dad's retiring. He'll go off and speak to student groups and, I guess, raise money for Rand. And Rand is being brought down the aisle in a big white bride dress to get married to the Republican establishment. And I'm just saying, I'm not going to the wedding. I mean, I hope that, you know, Rand takes off the dress and runs out and decides not to do it. I mean, I think this is a bad move. What do you think?
I think they should have still contacted you to discuss it with you, since you almost basically put them notoriety where they are.
Well, our listeners were a key part of the launch pad, maybe 30-40% of it. But let's not listen. It's not about contacting me. It's the way it was announced on Hannity, the way the dad put out the thing. Yes, now we can't win with the delegates, when it was clear they couldn't win months before. And like, you know, really just using that as a base to raise money while they knew that they were going to do this down the road. And undoubtedly, there were meetings back months ago now. All of this, it's just, I, you know what? I keep intending to come on air and just say, let's move forward, because it just becomes demoralizing. The good news is, liberty's so popular that Ron Paul won the first few states, and the system had to steal it. And they should have realized that and stayed with it for principle. That's the only way they're going to have an effect. We got 100 other creepy old men who were senators who sell out, and nobody knows who they are. I think they made a big mistake because all their advisors are politicos, and they want to make money off the election system. Campaign for Liberty now pimps all these neocon campaigns and runs them for them. And so I don't see them taking over the Republican Party. I see the opposite. Now, I see some good candidates coming out of it, and that's fine. And we're here to say, hey, get back on the Liberty track right now. I appreciate your call, sir. Noel in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm still shocked that Rand would do this, but I'm not surprised. Back on May 15th, Jesse Benton, they had that was the day after Ron Paul dropped out but didn't drop out. He had a teleconference where he admitted that Rand Paul was going to endorse the nominee. It was quite obvious the nominee was going to be Romney. So that was the first indication that something was wrong.
Exactly. And notice they keep trying to let it out like a you-know-what in church. You know, our campaign's over, but it's not. Supporters keep giving us money. Oh, we're still going to Tampa, but be respectful. We're not going to win. By the way, Mitt Romney, exactly. They're playing politics with us, and I don't like that. Anything else?
Yeah, on Friday, I interviewed Rand Paul in Chicago at the CPAC Chicago convention, and it was just so odd seeing Rand Paul. I asked him about Bilderberg. I asked him about...
Wait a minute. Are you the guy that asked him about Bilderberg and he runs off?
Yes, that's
me. Stay there. We got the video.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.